This is Weekend, All Things Considered, from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. Lisa Simeone is away. In Afghanistan, the Taliban says its longtime guest, accused terrorist Osama bin Laden, has gone missing. Some reports say bin Laden's hosts lost track of him 2 days ago. From Islamabad, Pakistan, NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
A Taliban spokesman in Kandahar says the Taliban doesn't know where Osama bin Laden is, and therefore cannot deliver a message from last week's meeting of Islamic clerics in Kabul asking bin Laden to leave the country voluntarily. Osama bin Laden has been living in Afghanistan since being kicked out of Sudan in 1996. The Taliban spokesman, Abdul Hai Mutmain, said, "If we find him, we will deliver the cleric's message. Then it is up to him to leave Afghanistan or not." The spokesman said he was not worried about the Taliban's so-called missing guest. "He's not alone," the spokesman said, "and he knows how to look after himself." Reports in the Pakistani press earlier this week suggested bin Laden left a week ago. Others had him riding his horse into the mountains to go to ground inside Afghanistan. The only thing clear about bin Laden's whereabouts is that he isn't where the U.S. wants him, in custody. As U.S. officials dismiss reports of bin Laden's alleged disappearance, they continue to praise Pakistan's President General Pervez Musharraf. And President Bush's decision late last night to lift sanctions against Pakistan was, in turn, welcomed here in Islamabad today. The sanctions removed include economic ones imposed after India and Pakistan's nuclear weapons tests in 1998, plus earlier restrictions placed on military aid to Pakistan. The lifting of sanctions is seen by many here as good news for President Musharraf politically and may help deflect some of the criticism he's been facing from religious groups opposed to his decision to help the U.S. Rasul Baksh Rais is director of the Area Studies Center at Qadiazm University in Islamabad.
Sanctions have played a pivotal role in bringing Pakistan's economy down. There is no trust or confidence of domestic or national investor in Pakistan's economy, and that is the psychological environment which has deterred everybody from investing inside the country. Lifting of sanctions will create good atmosphere for Pakistan.
Rais says it is also an important step symbolically in terms of ending Pakistan's international isolation, an isolation created by its nuclear weapons program and, to a lesser extent, its support for the Taliban. Not everyone agrees with that assessment, however, especially with the possibility of war looming. Javed Hashmi is with the Pakistan Muslim League, the party of Pakistan's deposed Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif.
I don't think these lifting of sanctions will create any impact, because we are in a war theater here. And when there is war theater, nobody comes to invest over here. So the ban was imposed because of the United States interests. And now it is lifted not in the interest of Pakistan. They have their own interest and they have lifted those bans. But that will not create any positive impact.
But in the long run, the lifting of sanctions is likely to help President Musharraf if he can keep a lid on the anti-American street protests called by religious groups for whom the Taliban and Osama bin Laden remain heroes, not villains. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Islamabad.